Offices, work sites and classrooms around the world will be emptier than normal tomorrow, with millions of people expected to take part in the global strike for the climate. And support for this protest is growing in the corporate sector, with more than 1,700 businesses giving their employees the green light to strike. But it's a group of savvy young Australians who are taking the lead. Ariel Bogle has our report.
A group of teens is gathered in a large warehouse in southeast Sydney. On a bright blue tarp, they're preparing for tomorrow's global climate strike, painting placards that say there is no planet B and change is coming.
It is time for young people to step up.
Grace Vegasana is the 19-year-old Western Sydney organiser for the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. Rather than just relying on banners, they're using memes to rally their peers.
I guess the Gen Z millennial thing is to like make a joke or make a meme. It's underlying, it's satirical, because then it forces people to think more deeply about how that humour is being caused or being formed.
It was a series of politically charged Facebook memes, typically funny images and short viral videos.
Well, what if I told you it's time to be good at...
That propelled Grace into climate activism.
I saw these memes about environmental issues and especially climate justice. It was only after thinking about and processing these memes that I was like, wait, these are actually really big issues in society.
Humour, I think, is devastating. It's much more powerful.
Veteran activist Tim Costello is director of the Christian Social Justice Group, MICA Australia, and the former boss of World Vision.
They are persistent, they are not going away. Like my generation that says, well, there is no other alternative. They're going, yes, there is. There's an alternative. And we're going to keep banging on the door until you see this alternative and take it.
Tara Belrose, 21, is a farmer in the Victorian Highlands who sees the effects of climate change firsthand.
We've been flooded out. Our crops are basically nothing.
She uses an emerging app called TikTok to promote the planet and says the platform can spark serious conversation in a way that resonates.
I'm trying to portray an important message to the younger generation. TikTok has a very young audience, and I think that if I can get the idea that their future is being impacted by what we are doing today, that maybe they might take an interest in something.
The Chinese-owned app lets users create short videos set to music. But in the US earlier this year, it was fined for illegally collecting personal information from children. Despite this, it remains wildly popular. In her TikTok videos, Tara uses her lambs, horses and dogs to get people's attention.
This here is Lamington. Stop eating my face.
And kickstart a conversation about the Amazon burning or the state of the Great Barrier Reef.
When I make videos with pretty pictures and cute animals and a dramatic message on a social media app that they use, they become interested in what I am saying.
Millions are set to join the global climate strike tomorrow. But Grace Vegasana says that using social media for climate activism serves another purpose too.
You find a lot of comfort in memes and jokes and like finding that community of young people that are equally terrified but also hopeful that this global issue can turn into something more than a crisis. It can turn into this really huge opportunity to reshape how the world is.
That's Grace Vegasana from the Australian Youth Climate Coalition. Ariel Bogle with our story.